Welcome to Ag Future, presented by Alltech. Join us as we explore the challenges and opportunities facing the global food supply chain and speak with experts working to support a planet of plenty. I'm Tom Martin, and today we're diving into the fascinating world of carbon markets. And I'm excited to have Martha Baker, Senior Regional Manager for Alltech's U.S. Dairy Sales Team, with us. Martha brings a wealth of experience, having worked at Land O'Lakes for many years before joining Alltech in 2023. She's here today to share insights on carbon credits and how dairy farmers can make the most of this opportunity. Thanks for joining us, Martha.
Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
So before we delve into carbon markets, could you share some background on your journey and your experience working in agriculture?
Absolutely. So I, like many people that have done dairy nutrition and consulting work, I don't come from a dairy background. I grew up on a horse farm in Tennessee, and as a graduate student, gravitated quickly towards dairy nutrition, and I've worked in the dairy nutrition and consulting realm for the last 25 years. So really spent my time working, you know, with animals from birth up to dry cows. The nice thing is that it gives me the perspective when I'm on the farm and whenever I'm working in the area that I'm working in now, of being very familiar with the on-farm perspective and the impact that we can have.
Well, you're coming up on your first anniversary at Alltech. What led you to Alltech, and how has this first year gone for you?
Yeah, you know, thanks for asking, because I have really enjoyed my time at Alltech. The thing that really brought me here is the commitment to science and bringing technologies to market that make a difference. And, you know, if we look at the mission statement for this company, it is working together to create a planet of plenty. And, you know, whenever I think about that, throughout my career, we've always talked about how the U.S. farmer is working every day to feed the world. And now not only are we working to feed the world, but we're incorporating new technology in new ways that we also kind of preserve everything for the generations to come.
Well, Martha, many of us have heard the term carbon market thrown around. There still seems to be some confusion, though, about how a carbon market actually works. And I wondered if you could explain that briefly and give us some key terms associated with this tool that businesses are using increasingly to achieve their net zero goals.
The carbon market is an area of a lot of gray for a lot of folks. And what I mean by that is it's a new conversation or newer, and it's not something that every producer grew up just being exposed to. So as we move forward, some of the key terms that we talk about are offsets, insets, and verified emission reductions. Those are kind of three key ones that I find myself in conversation around. And some of the key differences, and a lot of dairy farms have experience with manure digesters. And in a lot of those scenarios, there is a third party that either owns or operates those, and they pay the farm a flat fee every year. And that third party can claim the carbon coming off of that. So the key thing about that is it's a third party that has nothing to do with the dairy industry. Those things are going into what we call the offset market. And it simply means that it's purchased by an industry that does not utilize dairy products in their industry. And it's a way for them to lower their carbon footprint through an accounting process without necessarily doing anything to their core business or changing how their core business operates. The opposite of that is insetting. And insetting, what is meant by that term, is that a dairy farm does something that reduces its carbon footprint, and a major brand or organization pays that farm to do that. And that brand or company actually uses the dairy products or some fraction of the dairy product within their products that they create. So it's basically staying within the supply chain for the purchaser of the inset. So an example would be Nestle uses a whole bunch of milk in the chocolate that they make and many other products. And if Nestle wanted to purchase an inset, then they could purchase it from a farm that is doing something that lowers its carbon footprint. And that would benefit Nestle, and it would benefit the milk processor that handled the milk in between, as well as the farm. So those are two key differences. And then third is a verified emission reduction. And really what that I help people try to understand is that just because you do something that's good and that may lower your carbon footprint, unless it's actually verified that you did it. So you're participating in some type of project where there is a validation and verification process, then you can't really claim it. So to create a verified emission reduction, you have to implement the technology. Then it has to be verified and validated through a third party, such as Verra or Sustain Cert, or there's a numerous other ones. And then once all of that has occurred, then a carbon asset can be created and it can be traded, if you will. And that's when the exchange of monies happen. So there's a delay in when you implement the technology to when you get paid. But understanding A, where are you marketing? Is it an offset or an inset? And then B, what does it take to actually create it? Just participating in some type of project.
Well, the carbon market has been referred to as the Wild West, but is it? What checks and balances are in place?
Oh, gosh, that's probably the term that I dislike the most. And I think that the reason I do dislike it is because when there's a lack of understanding, then there's a lack of power or equity in a relationship. There's an awful lot of checks and balances if we choose for there to be. What I mean by that statement is there are global markets in place that have traded millions of tons of CO2 equivalent. And if you're following global standards and you're working within the Verra platform, or if you will, or Sustain Cert, then there's a bunch of checks and balances. We have independent verifiers that participate to ensure that proper procedures and protocols and methodologies are used. And people can have some confidence in the system and in the process. Now, I will tell you that there's a lot that's happening right now. And we continue to see a few more regulations and guidelines around how to maintain that transparency, which I think are all pretty good. Good for the market as a whole. So yes, things are still changing. Yes, there's a lot of movement, but you can also feel comfortable that there are some guidelines and a way to engage the market in a really ethical and transparent way.
And why do you see carbon markets as a significant opportunity, specifically for dairy farmers?
Well, Tom, we really believe that agriculture has the greatest opportunity to benefit our world. And a key part of that is allowing for the adoption of technologies that not only drive profitability, but also drive sustainability. We really believe those two things are intimately connected. And because as we move forward, there is such a focus, you know, from a global perspective of trying to slow down the global warming potential and not hitting that critical point of what we believe is irreparable to our climate, that the emphasis is just, it is so strong, and there's such an opportunity for dairies to take advantage of all of it. Yeah, you know, there's an economic benefit from implementing it to the farm. There is an environmental benefit to it whenever the farms adopt it. And if we can really stay connected from helping everyone within the value chain understand the connection of profitability and sustainability, I think it's going to just be a great opportunity for everybody.
Well, given that profitability is a top concern for producers in today's economy, how does integrating sustainability practices contribute to improved performance and economic benefits for dairy farmers?
One of the things that I'd like to really talk about for just a moment is there are some technologies out right now that have a positive benefit from just a productive standpoint. At the same time, they also happen to have a lot of data behind them that shows their impact on the environment. So particularly, we can think about technologies like Agilent. And Agilent was really developed as a production enhancement tool. And along the way, they collected an awful lot of data that showed the reduction in enteric methane that happened whenever this product was fed. And because of that, it really allowed for folks who wanted to create carbon projects to utilize Agilent as a tool to do that. And as we think about how do we integrate profitability and sustainability, I think that this is a great example that, you know, it's a production enhancement tool, and that's what Alltech really focuses on. See an improvement of milk production of 1 to 2 kilos and about a 4.5% improvement in feed efficiency. But because of the data that happens to be out there, there's quite a bit on the methane reduction side. We have organizations like Concord Agriculture or Neutral Milk that are utilizing it as ways of creating carbon projects that add more value back to the farm gate in addition to the production benefits.
Well, in your interactions with dairy farmers, what's been their reaction or their response to the idea of participating in carbon markets? And are there any success stories or notable outcomes that you can tell us about?
You know, it's interesting because there's both excitement and skepticism, and I understand both of them. And the skepticism is going away. It, you know, where it's driven from is wondering, can they truly get paid for reducing the amount of enteric methane a cow produces? And excitement from, you know, I'll just say like the neighbor who says, oh my gosh, we can actually get paid for doing something that not only gives us more milk in our tank, but also is good from an environmental standpoint. And I think probably the best success story is if we look back at 2023, there were multiple carbon projects that were going on in the U.S. And combined, those carbon projects paid back $3 million to the farm gate. So farms that were actually using Agilent were paid back $3 million. And that is pretty exciting. And that has really helped a lot of the folks that had a lot of that skepticism about can they truly get paid become a lot more excited and a lot less skeptical.
Well, could you highlight some of the ways that Alltech is working with farmers to take advantage of these carbon credit projects?
Sure. Yeah, first and foremost, we want people to use Agilent and realize the productive benefits. So we work with them to make sure that they can see what's going on from a milk production, a feed efficiency standpoint, things of that nature. But in addition to that, we're working with several organizations, and we will work with any organization that wants to create a carbon project and help educate producers on the carbon markets as a whole, first and foremost, so that there's some comfort and understanding around what they're engaging in. And then secondly, we're helping them from understanding how these various carbon projects work and connecting them with the right folks. In addition to that, we have another tool called ECO2. ECO2 is it's a means of baselining your operation to understand what is your carbon footprint. And if you want to change it, what are some other means that you can take that can have a positive impact? So not only are we trying to help people get the most out of, you know, the feeds that they feed, but also understanding where they're at and what are the next opportunities if they choose to engage in them.
Well, you've mentioned Agilent a couple of times here, and I wonder if we could back up a step or two and if you could just give us a brief introduction to Agilent and tell us about its reception or the feedback that you've been getting since Alltech acquired this technology.
Sure. So Agilent is a blend of essential oils, and I will share that there's actually two versions. One is an organic version, so organic dairies that are interested in participating and using a technology like that, we can work with them. And then Agilent ruminant that is fed to the non-organic herds. It's fed at 1 gram per head per day. So very biologically active blend of essential oils. In May of 2023, Alltech purchased the majority ownership in the company, Agilent SA, based out of Switzerland. And I would say by and far, the reception has been absolutely wonderful. Some of the first questions that we get are, what are we doing? And, you know, what's in store? What comes next? And I'll say that our commitment to the science is extremely strong. We're taking everything that's been done, and then we're looking at how and where we need to and want to expand our understanding and how we can impact our industry next.
Well, thinking about what comes next and using the context of carbon credits and sustainability, how do you envision the future of the agricultural industry evolving, and what role do you see innovative technologies like Agilent playing in shaping that future?
Oh my gosh. I see a lot, and technologies like Agilent are going to be truly, I think, a centerpiece. Our responsibility to our environment is paramount. We have the ability to continue to innovate and learn and provide more. And I know that Alltech is very committed to this, as well as many other companies, which is a good thing. We need a lot of folks with their brain in the game, so to speak, so that we can get the furthest down the road fastest. So I see this really being a core part of what happens in the future. I can tell you it's certainly going to be a core focus for Alltech on not only Agilent, but how do we improve upon what we have, and how do we provide more solutions to this problem?
Well, for those dairy farmers who might be considering entering the carbon market space, what advice or insights would you offer, Martha, to help them navigate the opportunity effectively and integrate sustainable practices into their operations?
Sure. I think that there are a couple of things that are really important. One, if you're going to engage in a carbon project, really look at the contract that you're signing and ensure that it is a short-term contract. I'm going to define that as, you know, a one-year contract or less, because things are changing rapidly and you want to have the flexibility to morph and move with the markets. Secondly, really look at what platform a carbon project is using. Are they truly following global standards? Is there a high level of transparency for the end buyer of the carbon credit? Because, you know, transparency tends to drive trust, and trust tends to drive greater value. So that becomes pretty important. The next thing is, know whether you're engaging in an inset market or an offset market. Because if you're engaging with the inset market, then it's part of your story. You can still talk about what you did to lower your carbon footprint. That plays into your cooperative, and it's part of agriculture's story moving towards that net zero.
Well, if our listeners have questions about what they've heard about sustainability practices on their dairy farm, how should they get in touch?
Reaching out to your local Alltech representative is always a first step. If you're not sure who that is, if you go to Alltech's website, you can find us there. We would love to engage, and we can answer. We'll do our best to answer any questions that you have, and help support our producers as they embark on this journey.
All right. This is Martha Baker, Senior Regional Manager for Alltech's U.S. Dairy Sales Team. Thank you, Martha.
Thank you so much.
And for Ag Future, I'm Tom Martin. This has been Ag Future, presented by Alltech. Thank you for joining us. Be sure to subscribe to Ag Future wherever you listen to podcasts.